Blog Talk Radio.
La notte a târziu,
it was very late at night.
Stăteam pe o piatră afară.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lui Stan i-am arătat piatra că nu a fost la mine.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stăm și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Deodată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România m-au urmărit cu mașina să mă omoare.
Because in Romania and in Italy they always try to run me over with cars.
După mine și aici.
So I thought they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină.
But it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit.
The light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why did you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am unde pleca acasă.
I don't have a bed to lay my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Dumitru, te-am adus aici că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă ard aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut? Nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you?
Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pe.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici New York.
This is New York.
Aici Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
In one day it will burn.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Florida.
And then he showed me Florida.
Aici Florida.
This is Florida.
Aici Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va arde.
And in one day it will burn.
Da, cu mine ce ai să
faci? You've
been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea, and another week has come and gone, and as one can plainly see, unless they've been living in a cave somewhere, absent internet, news sites, newspapers, radio, television, ad hoc, things have been happening. The world, she still is spinning, and by all accounts, kind of trying to spin out of control. So what happened this week? Well, nationally speaking, Rex Tillerson was let go. That's neither here nor there. I like the cut of his jib. But as far as the administration, I guess... the president can hire and fire whom he chooses. But one thing that is more concerning and one thing that I think is being overlooked in the media, at least thus far, is what's been going on between Russia and the English. I actually penned an article about this on my blog. I wrote it yesterday morning while changing the oil in my car. I was waiting and I jotted it down quickly. I managed to publish it this morning around 7 o'clock, and I'm going to read you the article because I think it's very telling. I think it's the foreshadowing of it is undeniable, and I think that it happened very quickly, what I sort of predicted would happen, because they had an option of letting sleeping dogs lie or exacerbating the situation, and they chose door number two. So I'm going to, the article explains what's been happening to a certain extent. And then we're going to go into what happened this afternoon, which was an escalation by all accounts. And the odd thing to me, let's discuss this for a second, is you never know what the spark that will set off the powder keg will be. That's the fascinating thing. World War I started over an Austrian head of state being shot. So you never know what it is that will spark something vicious and violent. You have ideas and the thoughts that come to your mind are complicated and drawn out, and things have to fall in line and fall in place. And you're wondering to yourself, well, if this happens and this happens, and then something out of left field that nobody foresaw, an event that would have gone otherwise unchecked, if you will, sparks trouble, global trouble, worldwide. We're not talking local, national. We're talking worldwide, kids. So let me read this article first, sort of put the situation into context, because I think this is the story of the week. What's happening between Russia, England, and now Russia, England, the U.S., and Germany. So this thing has metamorphosized. It has grown, I don't know if they can reel it back. So let me begin by reading this. The article is called Scaring Monsters. And I began by saying this. It is impossible to scare monsters. Try as one might, one cannot debase themselves to the level of a monster. And although most individuals feel uncomfortable and even detest the notion of becoming monsters, even temporarily, monsters feel comfortable in their own skin. There is no self-loathing when it comes to a monster. There's no introspection, analysis, or desire to change, to become better, more noble, or more humane. A monster is happy being a monster, and anyone who attempts at pretending to be one or attempts to play chicken with one soon comes to see the folly of their ways. And I think this was the most telling sentence thus far. Anyone who attempts to play chicken or pretend to be a monster soon comes to see the folly of their ways. As of late, political opponents of Vladimir Putin have been dropping like flies. Just in the past week, two such individuals have been found dead within the borders of England, and in an act of breathtaking ignorance as far as the nature of the man she was attempting to rattle, Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, set out to make demands and set ultimatums regarding untimely demises of the aforementioned Russian nationals. As is often the case, words have turned to action, and some 23 Russian diplomats have been expelled from England. So this is what happened up to the point of me writing the article. 23 Russian diplomats had been expelled from England. Now, things have escalated, and they've escalated dramatically within a very short window of time, and it's concerning. Let's continue reading this. I know not who the English Prime Minister consulted, but if she thought for a second that her actions would make the Russians back down, she really has no clue as to whom it is she was attempting to bring to heel. At this juncture, Putin won't back down simply to save face. And I think this is where the misstep occurred. I think the West misjudged the Russian reaction to this entire thing. And I'm going to read this again because it's another one of those very important points that is going to play out within the next few weeks. At this juncture, Putin won't back down simply to save face. What the West fails to understand and has for decades is that showing weakness when it comes to nations such as Russia is not an option. If Putin blinks, he is done. And he knows it. It is my hope, and I wrote this again yesterday, and some things seem prophetic, but they're not. It's just deductive reasoning. So this is not prophecy. This is not foreshadowing. Because, as an aside, if all you're doing is commentating past events, if all you're doing is taking what happened today or yesterday, commenting on it, and drawing conclusions based on what happened, from me to you, I beg of thee, do not call yourself a prophet. Because there's a lot of people that do that. More people than you would like to believe. They extrapolate from current events, and then they call themselves prophets and men of God. No, this is commentary. This is not, again, prophecy. It's not foreshadowing. It's commentary based on the understanding of the nature of both the Russian mindset, Vladimir Putin as a man, and it's headed towards a place that I didn't want it to see. So, the resulting article, the continuation of it is this. It is my hope, I wrote, that this entire drama ends here. That cooler heads prevail and heated rhetoric will remain just that. The thing about hope, however, is that we oftentimes hope something occurs which we know deep in our gut will not. And this is one of those moments. This is what I wrote. It was published this morning at 7:31 a.m., long before what happened with the U.S. and Germany and the blanket condemnations, as you will. We're going to get into that because it's relevant. I think that anyone who's a resident of this spinning rock has to be aware of what's happening in the world. I don't think ignorance is an option, especially for believers. Because far too many believers focus on the wrong things. Look, if the hill you choose to die on is the flat earth theory, but you poo-poo and condemn those that actually discuss current events in regards to potential world war, then, you know, let's just agree to disagree. How about that? So let's finish off this article and then see what happened today. I think, I wrote, this would be a perfect time for the Russians to flex their proverbial muscles and reaffirm that they will not roll over for anyone, nor do they take being threatened by a head of state lightly. It will be interesting to watch this conflict play out to its rightful conclusion, because I believe, depending on how it goes, it will either confirm that in fact the Russians are ready to expand once more, or that they're still biding their time and oiling the war machine to lethal perfection. Whatever the outcome, whatever path nations take, whether it be to peace or war, as children of God, what we must say as one in times such as these is, come quickly, Lord Jesus. And that was the conclusion of the article. So, upon the writing of this article, the only head of state to have said anything, the only head of state to have condemned the Russians, was Theresa May. It was the English. things have escalated. And they've escalated quite dramatically. Because I just ran into this as I was getting ready to come on the air. And it is leaders stand together with unprecedented statement. And Theresa May warns Putin that the UK will go further if Russia doesn't stop provocations. So, Theresa May today warned Vladimir Putin that the UK could hit back harder if Russia issues further provocations in the wake of the spy poisoning scandal. The PM was speaking after the leaders of Britain, the US, France, and Germany vowed to stand together in the face of aggression from Vladimir Putin. So it escalated from the English trying to pick a fight. And yes, I know in the beginning I didn't include France because it's France, you know. It's France. But yes, leaders of Britain, of France, of Germany, and the U.S. stood together in the face of aggression from Vladimir Putin. How quickly things escalate. Mrs. May, Donald Trump, Emmanuel Macron, and Angela Merkel issued an unprecedented statement saying Russia's attack on a spy in Salisbury threatens the security of us all. The Prime Minister today visited the city where Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia were poisoned by a Russian nerve agent. She warned, "There will be other measures we will be taking, looking at extra powers that we can take in relation to hostile state activity. If we face further provocation from Russia, there are other measures we can deploy." Again, I say this very slowly so that it sinks in. I do not believe that Theresa May or the West understands the mindset of a man like Vladimir Putin, nor do I believe that they understand the Russian mindset in general. I think we are headed down a very dangerous path. And I think that the Russians are simply looking for a little more provocation, the gears of the war machine a-grindin'. Now, in other developments today, Russia's foreign minister said British diplomats would be expelled in revenge for Mrs. May kicking 23 Kremlin spies out of the UK. The country's officials called Britain boorish and insane for its tough stance. They accused the West of staging the attack on Mr. Skripal to discredit Russia. Now, let me be the first to say that I believe wholeheartedly it was the Kremlin that had the spy killed. And the other one, apparently, because there were two. This should give anyone threatening the Russians reason for pause, because they have no qualms about taking human life. They have no qualms about going to war. They just need the right excuse. And if you can convince the Russian people that the West is trying to shame them, if you can convince the Russian people that the West is trying to embarrass them, or that the West is trying to keep them under its boot heel, you will have the Russian people in full support of military action. Understand this. Look, I know that nowadays people have short memories. They don't remember what they did last week, never mind what happened 40 years ago. But the strange thing is that most of the time, the people that it happened to have much longer memories. They remember. See, the Russian people remember that they were once a superpower. The Russian people remember that once they held their heads high and they yearn to return to those days. And so if you can convince the Russian people that the West desires to keep them shackled and that the West desires to keep them shamed, then you will have the Russian populace aching for war. Now, another thing happened this week that I think should cement certain things regarding what we perceive to be biblical prophecy. We already knew that chances were more than likely that Putin was going to be president for life. Well, now the Chinese have followed suit, and Mr. Xi is president for life. Let's call them what they are. They're dictators for life. It's not president. It's dictator. So they're dictators for life. Now, why is this important? Well, it's important because now these men are not constrained to a 4-year time limit to put all their plans into action. They're not constrained to a 4-year time limit and then maybe another political party comes to power, maybe somebody else takes the reins, maybe somebody wants to shift left while they wanted to shift right. So when you have the security of being leader for life, then you can take your time in implementing your plans. You can take your time in doing what you want to do and doing it meticulously. You don't have to rush. You don't have to hurry. So it's important. It was an important detail that got missed by a lot of people. Now, both Putin and Xi are dictators for life. So if they feel as though someone like Donald Trump is too much of a loose cannon, all they really have to do is wait him out. Now, if they're impatient enough not to want to wait 8 years, they will finance propagandists. They will finance propaganda. They will do their utmost to try to cast a shadow on this administration. I would not be surprised if on the eve of the presidential elections in 2020, the dollar starts taking a dive, because either through shadow companies or using their surrogates, somebody's going to dump a lot of dollars on the market and devalue it. They want to make everything unstable if they think that Donald Trump is too much of a wild card for them to do what they desire to do. So be looking for that. They have the rest of their lives to implement their plans. This administration has, what, 2 more years? At best, 6 more years. And you know how fickle people are. Are not only fickle, they're easily swayed. We're at a juncture in our nation where we're being led by children who have not an ounce of understanding as to what it means to defend one's family. But it doesn't keep them from going behind every microphone and demanding that the adults bow down to their whims. In between wiping Tide Pods from their lips, they're trying to keep normal paying citizens from having the ability to defend their families. And they think they're in the right. And the mass media is fueling it. And the propagandists are fueling it. They're pumping millions of dollars into this. We talked about self-loathing people. Well, there are people who are self-loathing who are the useful idiots. Those that are in Hollywood, those that are in the mass media. But there's also a demographic of people that truly hate this nation and want to see its downfall. These are people living within the nation's borders. They're actively plotting and planning and fueling the flames of unrest because their desire is to see the downfall of this nation. So let's continue reading this story because I hoped that it would fizzle. Right now, with the Germans and the U.S. and the French having come to the fore, it's not going to fizzle. It's not going to go away. And I don't want to get off on another tangent here, but there was no declaration of... reprimand by other nations when the previous administration killed an American citizen with a drone without due process. Just saying. It's the Russians we're dealing with here, kids. If you don't think they take out their political opponents or even people that they thought smirked at them when they shouldn't have, then you don't understand what power is and you don't understand who the Russians are, especially someone like Vladimir Putin. I've said this over and over again. You do not retain power in Russia for that long without being utterly ruthless. So if Theresa May thinks she can scare monsters, she's got another thing coming. And now, sadly, we've been dragged into this, and the Germans and the French alike. And where it goes, I have an idea. Hopefully I'm wrong, but it's going to get bumpy. And it wasn't over, you know, I understand. Human life was lost. Two men died. Spies. But one would have thought it would be something more dramatic that would cause... the relationship between Russia and the rest of the world to be worse than during the Cold War. So let's continue and see what Prime Minister Theresa May had to say. Relatives suggested Yulia, 33, may have been the poisoner's real target. Boris Johnson confirmed that England will play in the World Cup this summer. Honestly, you think the Russians care about the World Cup this summer? This shows the disconnect. This shows what happens when a generation goes by without any real war. This shows what happens when people forget that other people want to see them dead. They don't want them kept from playing soccer. They want to see them dead. And yet, clueless. Our leaders are utterly clueless. The PM has been speaking to health officials, working to protect the public from the deadly poison used in the attack on Salisbury. She told an officer, "You had no idea what you were dealing with. Thank you. What you did was what police do day in and day out." Well, that was commendable. One passerby was heard shouting, "We love you, Theresa." Of course you do. As she went to the Mill pub where the Skripals ate before collapsing last week. The PM also saw the bench where the ex-spy and his daughter were found as she met with police officers and local leaders on her walkabout. The four powerful leaders said in their statement, "We, the leaders of France, Germany, the United States, and the United Kingdom, abhor the attack that took place." Gino, can you take over for a second? I got to see what's the matter in my home. You got it, buddy? Because there's crying going on. I know, it's exciting. All right. I guess Gino's not there. Or if he is, he's not listening. So let's continue with this. We'll see what happens a little later. The four powerful world leaders said in their statement, "We, the leaders of France, Germany, the United States, and the United Kingdom, abhor the attack that took place against Sergei and Yulia Skripal in Salisbury, UK, on March 4th, 2018. A British police officer who was also exposed in the attack remains seriously ill, and the lives of many innocent British citizens have been threatened. We express our sympathies to them all and our admiration for the UK police and emergency services for their courageous response." The use of a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia constitutes the first offensive use of a nerve agent in Europe since the Second World War. It is an assault on UK sovereignty, and any such use by a state party is a clear violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention and a breach of international law. It threatens the security of us all. The United Kingdom briefed thoroughly its allies that it was highly likely that Russia was responsible for the attack. We share the UK assessment that there is no plausible alternative explanation and note that Russia's failure to address the legitimate request by the UK government further underlines its responsibility. The unprecedented joint statement is a massive coup for Mrs. May after days of rallying friendly leaders to present a united response to Russian aggression. And the thing that I fear is the Russian response to the response of the Russian aggression. Because it's not going to be not playing soccer. It's not going to be a hand slap. So we shall see where this goes. Now, the Prime Minister said, "I welcome the statement we've been able to make today with the United States, France, and Germany. They the support from our allies. We've been very clear in attributing this act to Russia. It is right that the UK government reacts in a robust way to what has happened here in Salisbury. This happened in the UK, but it could have happened anywhere, and we take a united stance against this." Speaking in the White House today, Mr. Trump said, "Spoke with the Prime Minister, and we are in deep discussions. A very sad situation. It certainly looks like the Russians were behind it. Something that should never, ever happen." Later, a group of 40 U.S. congressmen wrote to Theresa May pledging to back her as she takes on Putin. Oh, boy, don't you love it? There you go. 40 U.S. congressmen wrote to Theresa May pledging to back her. Is this what we really want right now? Is it? Are we willing to ratchet up the rhetoric to the point of no return? Because the Russians are not going to blink. The Russians are not going to cry uncle. The Russians are not going to give in. Who was it? Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said British diplomats would definitely be thrown out of Russia, adding that the revenge measures will take place very soon. In a furious rant, he blasted the absolutely boorish allegations made against Russia and said that Vladimir Putin would personally sign off the country's response. Mr. Lavrov said, "Listen to this carefully. Proposals will be prepared in the foreign ministry, other departments, but the final decision, of course, will be made by the President of the Russian Federation." But he added that Britain would be told about Putin's decision in private before the revenge measures are made public. And he made the bizarre claim that Mrs. May is ramping up the row in order to distract from Brexit negotiations or get the World Cup taken away from Russia. Hitting back at the regime, Defense Secretary Gavin Williamson said, "Frankly, Russia should go away and shut up." That's not going to happen, especially if the weapons that Putin says he has materialize. And again, I see no reason to doubt that indeed those weapons exist. So if that's the case, trying to pick a fight with Russia right now is, dare I say, ill-advised. Look, prophetically speaking, there will be a showdown. I never for the life of me, though, thought that it would be over a spy being killed. Now, another story that I wanted to get to, because there were no questions this week, so I can talk about what I want to talk about, is the fact politicians are corrupt. And that, my dear friends, is the biggest understatement of the century. It has come out that the private equity firm of former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, inked a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China just 10 days after the father and son flew to China in 2013. You wonder why? The Chinese are slowly taking over everything because our own politicians are selling us out for personal gain. This is why it's happening. This is why when the tariffs were announced on steel and aluminium, as the English would say, all of these politicians went apoplectic. Because this current administration is ruining their good thing. They have no qualms about selling you out. You pay for their salaries with your tax money, and then they sell you out to the Chinese for billion-dollar deals. Welcome to political life in America. See, this is the most disheartening thing of all. I thought I left Banana Republic sort of foolishness behind in Romania. It's one of the reasons that I wanted to raise my kids here. Because I thought there were still politicians with pure intent. Well, ha-ha, he-he. Nobody aspires to political office out of public service or duty. At least not high political office. It happens once in a generation. And when it does happen and somehow the individual manages to win an election, the knives come out from his own party, from the opposing party, from everyone in between. Because, man, he's about to ruin a good thing. People with less than average intelligence becoming multimillionaires simply because he got a bunch of people to go and push their name in a voting booth. There's no other way Joe Biden would have been a millionaire. Let's face it, Uncle Joe, not the brightest bulb in the shed. But see, there's two kinds of intelligence. There's that shrewdness that he has, and it's coming out. And I think that when the whole thing is exposed, everyone that hears about it is going to need a long, hot shower just to wash the scummy off. Because it's beyond disheartening. So, the private equity firm of former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, inked a billion-dollar deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China just 10 days after the father and son flew to China in 2013. The Biden bombshell is one of many revealed in a new investigative book, Secret Empires: How the American Political Class Hides Corruption and Enriches Family and Friends. I, for one, will be buying this book. But see, it's not just hiding corruption and enriching family and friends. It's selling out their nation. It's selling out their constituency. It's saying to 300 million American citizens who pay taxes, you don't matter. We will make you slaves if it will profit us. And that's where I think that the true evil of this is. So, according to an exclusive New York Post excerpt from the book, the Biden billion-dollar China deal occurred as follows. Hunter Biden was the principal of Rosemont Seneca Bohai. In December of 2013, Vice President Biden and his son Hunter flew aboard Air Force Two to China. 10 days after the trip, a subsidiary of the Bank of China named Bohai Capital signed an exclusive deal with Hunter Biden's firm to form a $1 billion joint investment fund called Bohai Harvest RST. The deal was later increased to $1.5 billion. Now, this is Joe Biden and his son inking $1.5 billion deals. Not the shrewdest people. Imagine the kind of deals that Clinton hashed out, because they are shrewd. Now, when you're talking about this kind of money, when you start throwing around the word billions, then it should come as no shock or surprise that there's rumors of politicians having people silenced permanently, of having people killed. See, I love the fact that the political class in England, in Germany, in France, and the U.S. are incensed at the idea of the Russians taking out a spy. The way they did it, a little aggressive. But do you know how many murders are whispered about in Washington, D.C., whose puppet master and initiator was someone in the Clinton clan? Yeah. Nobody's writing letters of reprimand there, are they? See, we can't be selectively outraged. Either we're outraged at all of it, or we're outraged at none of it. Either everyone gets equal protection under the law, and no one is above the law, or chaos will reign. It's as simple as that. So the Chinese government was literally funding a business that they co-owned along with the sons of two of America's most powerful decision makers. Who was the other decision maker, you might ask? Well, John Kerry's son, but his name is Heinz. So you have the son of former presidential aspirant John Kerry and former vice president Joe, I like to massage women's shoulders, Biden, in bed with the Chinese to the tune of $1.5 billion. But yes, public service is noble. They serve you to their detriment. Look, if and I hope this happens, I hope somebody who has all the dirt on every single one, from John McCain to Turkey Neck to Nancy Pelosi to just every single one of these entrenched lifelong politicians, I hope someone just dumps every one of their illicit doings. Just pulls back the curtain and see how much these people have profiteered off the backs of the American taxpayer and how they've sold the American taxpayer down the river. Because I guarantee you that if the Chinese invested $1.5 billion in this fund, which I guarantee they had no inkling of desiring to see profit from, then somewhere along the way they've made 10 times their money. If you follow the money trail, somewhere along the way the Chinese profited a lot more than they invested. Because that's how this works. See, you invest a little to get a lot. What was it? Solyndra gave Barack Hussein Obama $250,000 for his electoral campaign. He turned around and gave him $250 million for solar research, and the company shut down, 2 months after they got the money. This is the face of the U.S. political system. And more people are beginning to see it for what it is. And more people are growing disgusted with it. And the reason I speak of this is because at some point, something will spark an internal revolt in this country. Something will cause an uprising in this nation. Call it civil war, call it revolution, call it what you want. But you can start seeing the potential of it. You can start seeing the possibility, the probability of it. Because these things will come out more and more and more. Because you can't hide in the dark forever. Joe Biden has yet to comment on how the firm of a sitting vice president's son was permitted to bag a $1 billion deal with the communist Chinese government, nor whether he had any knowledge or involvement in the deal. And if this is just one of the stories in the book, it promises to be a good read. Now, another thing that occurred today, which is sad, and, you know, it shows you how fleeting life is. It shows you just how much we should appreciate every moment and live in the moment and love those around us and tell our families and our wives and our children how much they mean to us. Multiple deaths in Florida. Because why? A bridge collapsed. So a pedestrian bridge at suburban Miami, Florida International University collapsed Thursday, leaving multiple people dead and causing mass casualties. It's a sad thing. And this thing, they just put it up. And just as a monument to irony, if the situation wasn't so sad, is that President Mark Rosenberg of FIU, of the university, tweeted this out, when was it? March 10th. So, 5 days ago. First of its kind pedestrian bridge swings into place. FIU is about building bridges and student safety. This project accomplishes our mission beautifully. I have no words. You know how sometimes you kind of wish you had a time machine to go back and unsay some things you said? I think the president of FIU at this juncture is living one of those moments. It's the irony of it. It's just, if lives were not lost, it would be delicious. But life were lost, and multiple deaths are confirmed in Florida. So keep those people in your prayers, because every person that dies unexpectedly leaves someone behind. They leave behind mothers and fathers and husbands and wives and children. And those people hurt. So keep them in your prayers. I know that much of the U.S. no longer believes that prayer does anything, but I still do, and hopefully so do you. So anytime you have an opportunity to pray for somebody that's hurting, every time you have the opportunity to pray for someone that's in need, every time you have the opportunity to cry out to God for somebody that may be going through a trial that you can understand, because we've all faced loss. We've all gone through that. So have empathy. Mourn with those who mourn. Weep with those who weep. Because someday you may feel the need to be comforted. Someday you may feel the need to hear that someone is praying for you. So just keep that in mind. I know that with everything that's going on in the world, it's easy to grow calloused. It's easy to grow self-centered. It's easy to start focusing on us, on ourselves, on our priorities, on our dreams, and neglect everyone else. But no man is an island unto himself. We're all in need of human interaction. And we're all in need of empathy, and we're all in need of seeing that somebody cares. So, yes, I pray for those that were affected by this tragedy, because it was needless. They gloried in their bridge, and not even a week later, it collapsed and killed people. Maybe that's a sign. Maybe that's a message. Maybe that's something we should think about and contemplate. Because next week, I guarantee you, something else will dominate the headlines, as it always does. We will go from one tragedy to another, as we always do. And the hope that I have is that we learn the lessons that we need to learn every time something like this happens. That we understand the profundity of the messages that God is attempting to relay. And that we take action, that we act on that which we know to be true. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Next week will be a recording. I'm probably going to record it right before I leave, because I will be in Dallas speaking at the Hear the Watchman conference. And that Thursday evening, I will be mid-flight. So keep the conference in your prayers. Keep me in my prayers as I travel. Keep my family in your prayers as they stay behind. And thank you all for taking the time to fellowship with us, and to have your ears open and to see the truth for what it is. Until next time, may God bless you. Gino, it's all yours.
Thank you, my brother. Very important
show tonight. I think it'd be great to go to our website, handofhelp.com, and read the dreams about Russia and the bear coming back to power. Mike alluded to it quite a bit tonight. And you can also see there's more than one dream there. There's two or three that deal with Russia and China. And Mike bringing up how one world war was started exactly by the death of one of the leaders in Austria. And it would not take much to ignite a World War III. In fact, amazingly, the word nuclear is being used quite a bit in the media and on the news. Russia, Putin has no problem, you know, saying that. In fact, showed a video that Mike talked about a week ago, nuking Florida. Animated video with a missile turning into 10 or so warheads and hitting the coastal cities of Florida. So I don't believe that video, which was very well done, because animation takes a lot of work. I would not say at all the leader didn't know about it or approve of it or had any input in it. So everything that our ministry's been shown for the past 30 years is all lining up, and hostilities are growing day by day. So it's very important for the church to wake up, stand up, and speak up and live right. And, you know, I'm thankful that we have a radio show where Mike does address the issues of the day, because they line up right with the Bible. And it's also important to realize, you know, that before God does allow judgment, he warns and he prepares the church. And it's our church, our choice rather to stay asleep or to really listen to what God's saying. And, you know, before he even did anything in Sodom and Gomorrah, he went to Abraham and then, of course, went to Lot with the angels of God. And, you know, the Bible says, Amos 3:7, I believe, the Lord does nothing till he tells his servants, the prophets. So, well, America's in the crosshairs, and now Britain and Germany and other countries are, you know, threatening the bear, Russia, and how long that will go on. I don't believe at all after the election Putin's going to overlook this stuff. And I strongly believe, as Mike does, that after he's elected, knowing he's in power, has nothing to lose, look out, you know. And that doesn't even bring in the Middle East, where we have just been threatened by Russia that if we attack anywhere in Syria now, Russia will attack us. And they mentioned hitting our ships and other things. So, you know, it's very important for us to really heed what God is saying. So we thank you all for listening tonight. God bless you. And please pray for Mike as he travels to hear the Watchman conference next week, and pray for me as I travel to Clarksville, Tennessee this weekend to sing. God bless you. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth, with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com, or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all leaving.